You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to select a different clock face for your Apple Watch clock face, and also how to change the features or options that are displayed on the clock face, which are called complications. I'm just going to wake my Apple Watch up by just tapping on the screen.
9:54.
Now, I'm already on my clock face, and I'll just show you what mine currently sounds like. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Friday the 1st of May. Unread notifications.
Okay, I can go. That's as far as I can go. Flick to the right.
Friday the 1st of May. 9:55. 9 o'clock to 1700 hours. Inspire. Create. Share. 2015 Australia. Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre. Double tap to view in calendar.
Okay, so that's off our family sharing calendar at home here. And of course, that's my wife's conference she's attending this week in Brisbane. And you also heard that I could double tap on it to go and look in the calendar. Flick to the right.
17 degrees.
Okay, that's the weather.
Double tap to open weather.
Currently 17 degrees. And again, double tap I can to open up weather.
Moving, 14%. Exercising, 0%. Standing, 42%.
Double tap to open activity. My stats for the day about moving, exercising, and standing up during the day. Flick to the right again.
65% battery power.
Okay, that's my battery power. Now, just keep in mind that I've already added these complications to this particular module, and I'll let you know what it is in a minute, and I can show you where you can set it up as well. The actual default one, which I've done most of the audio demos with Apple Watch, is just the general analog clock face, and that one actually had the seconds in it as well. As you may have noticed in this one, it does have the seconds spoken with voiceover. So we'll get onto that particular one in a minute, and I'll show you where to find it. So let's dive into the clock face that comes with the watch. I'm going to do a one finger touch and hold on the screen for force touch. Now, I've noticed sometimes it says the name of the clock face that it lands on, and sometimes it doesn't. But the name of this clock face is called Modular. Okay, and that seems to be the one that has the most complications that I quite like, because all that information is just on one screen. So if I flick back to the left.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
Okay, that's the default one that came with the watch. Okay, if I double tap on that one.
10:01:54.
I've now gone back to the clock face on the Apple Watch. I've selected it, and you can hear it just read out the seconds in. If I flip back to the left.
17 degrees.
I've set up this one with the weather.
Unread notifications.
That's just standard unread notifications.
64% battery power.
And there's my battery power on the Apple Watch. Flick to the right.
Unread notification. 17 degrees. 10:02:07. Date. 1.
Okay, date 1.
Next event. 9 o'clock Inspire. Create. Share. 2015 Australia.
Next event. And that's it. Okay, so not as much stuff on the screen as the other modular one. Force touch again. Hold.
10:02:40. Utility, analog with optional numbers.
And what you'll find is
double tap to choose face.
That all the analog clock faces, at least of this recording, have the seconds spoken by voiceover. And I don't mean as in 01, 02, 03. I mean as in a static number when you flick onto them. So it'll say 9:10:54, for example. It's not going to sit there and actually keep reading out the seconds to you, but some people don't like the fact that it even reads the seconds in the first place. And I must admit, I feel a lot more comfortable just hearing the straight hour and minute rather than hour, minute, and seconds. So as I said, all the analog clocks have the seconds spoken, and I believe the chronograph one also has the seconds spoken. So I'm just going to identify the analog clock faces for you. And again, most of these actually have the options to set different complications.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
Okay, so that's the analog one.
Double tap to choose face. Modular. Double tap to choose face.
That's the one I was using before, modular.
Simple, analog with optional pills.
Okay, that's simple analog. Again, with the seconds.
Motion.
Astronomy.
Color, analog with color tick marks.
Another one, color analog, again with seconds.
Solar.
And the other one that I said had the seconds was chronograph. Let's just see if it does indeed. One finger double tap to select it.
Double tap. 10:05 and 10 seconds.
It does. So 10:05 and 10 seconds. So I'm going to do another force touch again because I'm back to the main clock face. Go into the clock faces.
Chronograph. Toggle tab to choose face.
Let's just finish going through the different faces. Flick to the right.
Mickey.
That's Mickey Mouse.
Double tap to choose face.
And while we're on Mickey,
down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Let me just show you what Mickey does with voiceover. It's not particularly exciting, but it is a little bit of a feature. One finger double tap on Mickey.
Double tap to It's 10:05.
Okay, it voiceover actually reads out the current time in a higher pitch voice. So if I flick back to the left.
17 degrees.
Now keep in mind that
double tap to open weather.
I've been changing the complications in most of these faces on my watch, so yours might sound slightly differently. So flick back to the right.
It's 10:06.
Okay, so it's just a small thing, but it is something very, very cute that voiceover then reads that time in a higher pitch voice as if it was like Mickey Mouse. So force touch again, one finger.
Six. Mickey.
Flick to the right.
Double tap, X large.
And that's
double tap to choose face.
Extra large.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So one finger double tap to choose extra large.
10:06.
And as you can hear, it just says 10:06. Now on this screen, there's no complications. So if I flick to the left, nothing there. Flick to the right.
Unread notifications.
I've just got the unread notifications from the status bar. And that's it. Okay, so it's purely a large print clock that you can also change the colors in. And I'll show you that when we actually customize a clock face. I'll do my modular one again, and we'll have a look at the colors in the X large one as well. Force touch again, one finger.
X large.
And I'm gonna flick back my particular clock face, which was modular.
Mickey, chronograph, solar, color, astronomy, motion, simple, analog with optional pills, modular.
Okay, there's modular.
Double tap to choose face. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Yeah, I'm just going to choose anyway to go back to my default clock face for the moment.
Module. 10:09.
Okay, and force touch is going to go back in there.
Modular. Double tap to choose face.
And it said one finger flick up before to actually go into the actionable items. One finger delete. Flick up. I can delete it, which I'm not going to do.
Customize. Activate item.
Activate item, which is double tap default. So flick back up
delete.
Again.
Customize.
One finger double tap on customize.
Color, white selected, option 8 of 8.
Okay, so I've currently got 8 options.
Swipe left and right to choose a different item.
And it said swipe left and right to choose a different item, and use the crown to adjust the options for that item. I'm adjusting the color at the moment, so if I pull the digital crown back towards me, scroll it.
Red selected, option 7 of 8.
Okay, I've changed it to red.
Orange selected, option 6 of 8.
Orange, etc. Now, I'm just going to go back and leave it on white, so I'm going to push the digital crown scroll away from me.
Red selected, option 7 of 8. White selected, option 8 of 8.
And I'm going to flick to the next complication.
Editing top left complication. Date selected, option 2 of 14. Turn the crown to customize this item. Swipe left or right to choose a different item.
I've kind of got 14 items here. What you're going to find is there's actually 10 items. And the ones above that are for the world clock items that you may have selected in the clock app on your iPhone. Okay, so when I originally started these demos and I did a demonstration about the complications in one of the demos, I actually had 23 items in my complications because I had too many cities selected in the world clock. So sometime during this week, I decided to reduce them back down to 3. Rather than the amount that I had before. So let me scroll
turn
back.
Turn around to customize this item. Swipe left or off selected. Option 0 of 14.
So you can turn it off if you want to. So scrolling away.
Date selected. Option 1 of 14.
Okay, so back to date. I'll push it away again.
Moon phase selected. Option 2 of 14.
So that was moon phase. So I'm going to leave it on moon phase for that complication. Flick to the right.
Editing large complication. Calendar selected. Option 3 of 14.
Now, for the moment, I'm going to leave that at calendar. I don't want to change that complication, so flick to the right.
Editing bottom left complication. Weather selected. Option 5 of 14.
Okay, this is the bottom weather complication.
Turn the ground to customize this item. Swipe left or right to choose a different item.
Currently on weather, so I think I might change that to sunset and sunrise. So scroll back towards me.
Sunrise and sunset selected. Option 3 of 14.
Okay, sunrise and sunset. Flick to the right again.
Editing bottom middle complication. Activity selected. Option 7 of 14.
Bottom middle complication is
turn the crown to
activity.
Customize this item. Swipe left
so
or right
fine.
To choose a different item.
That's kind of what it is. I'll leave it alone.
Editing bottom right complication. Battery selected. Option 11 of 14.
And at the moment, my bottom right complication is battery.
Swipe left or right to choose a different item.
And I might change mine to alarm just for the fun of it. Now, keep in mind the positions on the list because battery is number 10. So I'm going to scroll back towards me.
Stopwatch selected. Option 9 of 14. Timer selected. Option 8 of 14. Alarm selected. Option 7 of 14.
And if I try and flick any more to the right, that's it. So I'm going to flick back to the beginning. Just flicking my finger back.
Color, white selected, option 8 of 8.
So instead of color white.
Editing top left complication. Moon face selected,
okay, option top left complication is now moon.
Editing large complication.
Large complication is still calendar.
Editing bottom left complication.
Bottom complication
sunrise
is sunrise
selected.
Sunset.
Editing bottom middle complication.
Bottom middle complication
selected,
is still activity.
Editing bottom right complication. Alarm selected, option 8
and
of 14.
My bottom right complication now is alarm. So I've set it, so I can now press the digital crown once.
Modular.
And I'm back to the list of faces, because if I flick to the left.
Utility, analog with optional numbers.
There's the previous face.
Modular. Simple, analog with optional numbers.
There's the next face and so on. So I flick back to the left.
Modular.
And double tap to choose face.
1023.
Okay, so let's try out our new complication. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Moon phase, waxing gibbous, illuminated from top right.
Oh, very nice. Moon phase, waxing gibbous. Very nice. Flick back to left one more.
And red notifications.
And that's our normal status. And that's it. Going back to the left. So flick to the right.
Moon phase, waxing gibbous. 10:28. 9 o'clock to 1700 hours. Inspire.
Okay, that's the calendar entry for the large complication.
Sunset. 17:14.
Sunset. I can tell is now at 7:14. Flick to the right.
Moving. 15%. Exercising. 0%.
Okay, there's my moving.
42%.
That's my activity.
Double tap, alarm at 8. Double tap to open alarm.
Okay, and I've got an alarm at 8. And of course, I can double tap on that like the other ones, such as the activity one, to bring up the actual app that does that, and that would be the alarm app on the Apple Watch. And finally, I said I'd show you what the color options were for that extra large clock face. So force touch on the screen again.
9 o'clock to 17.
Let's flick to the right to get to X large again.
Simple. Motion. Astronomy. Color. Solar. Chronograph. Mickey. X large.
Okay, X large.
Double tap to choose face.
Swipe up or down to down. Customize. Yes, customize.
Color. Blue selected. Option 3 of 8.
So it's currently on blue. I actually can't remember if I actually changed this or not. So you might get another color, but mine's currently set at blue. So I'm going to scroll the wheel away from me.
Green selected. Option 4 of 8.
Every time I think of green, I always think of Kermit the Frog for some reason. Okay, so scroll away from me again.
Yellow selected. Option 5 of 8.
And while I'm at it, yellow reminds me of the Yellow Submarine. Scroll away from me again.
Orange selected. Option 6 of 8.
Okay, orange reminds me of a particular television series.
Red selected. Option 7 of 8.
And we've got red, which means it goes faster.
White selected. Option 8 of 8.
And we've got white. Now, I think blue, there was more options past blue, so let's scroll back towards me again.
Red selected, option 7 of 8. Orange selected, option 6 of 8. Yellow selected, option 5 of 8. Green selected, option 4 of 8. Blue selected, option 3 of 8. Purple selected, option 2 of 8.
Ah, purple, very good. And one more.
Pink selected, option 1 of 8.
And you can have pink. And there's definitely no other complications on this screen. Like I said, that the actual clock face is just straight numbers for the time. So if I try and flick left and right, nothing's going to happen. Okay. So I'm going to put it back on blue. So scroll away from me.
Purple selected, option 2 of 8. Blue selected, option 3 of 8.
That'll do me for the moment. Okay, press the digital crown once.
Blue selected, X large.
And I'll come back to
double
the clock
to face.
And remember, I've just actually just customized this. I haven't selected it. Because now if I just press my digital crown once.
10:32.
If I flip back to the left.
And red note, 10:32.
It's actually selected the extra large. And I don't think it's supposed to do that. I'm not too sure if that's an issue with VoiceOver or not. But as far as I understood, you had to double tap on the actual clock face to select it. It should be independent of the fact whether you're customizing or not, but never mind. I can just quickly go back in and go back to my other face, force touch on the screen. And let's flick back In my case, back to modular.
Chronograph, solar, color, astronomy, motion, simple, analog with modular.
Double tap on modular.
Double tap to check modular. 1040.
Okay, there's a time. Flick back to the left to verify.
Moon phase, waxing gibbous.
So that completes this demonstration of having a bit of a play around with the different clock faces on your Apple Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applethis.com.